USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Kansas officials confirmed a vote upholding abortion rights followed a partial recent recount Sunday in the Sunflower State. Fred Sherman is the Johnson County Elections Commissioner.
So over 126,000 ballots that was cast on Election Day here in Johnson County.
Authorities pulled a white SUV from California's Prosser Creek Reservoir Sunday evening. That's about a 30-minute drive north of Lake Tahoe. A private scuba team claims they have found the body of missing 16-year-old Kylie Rodney. Pakistan's former Prime Minister Imran Khan was charged under the country's Anti-Terrorism Act Sunday for allegedly threatening senior police and a judge in a speech. The charge is significant escalation in the struggle for power between the former cricket player and the current government. Imran was kicked out of power in April from a no-confidence vote. USA Radio News.
For eligible individuals 18 and older only, results vary. Audio effects do not simulate actual hearing aid experience. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With hearing aids from Lively, everything is done remotely in the comfort of your home, from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. With Lively, you get premium Bluetooth-enabled hearing aids at thousands less than you might expect. Advanced hearing aid technology is now affordable and convenient. Your hearing aids are sent right to your door. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week for 3 years. No charge. Oh, you people at Lively are wonderful. With Lively hearing aids, you get free shipping, 3 years of follow-up care included free, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage. You can't lose.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
And now through Labor Day, get $300 off all rechargeable hearing aid models. Just go to listenlively.com. That's listenlively.com. listenlively.com.
The daughter of an influential Russian political theorist who was often referred to as Putin's brain was killed in a car bombing outside Moscow on Sunday. 29-year-old Daria Dungina was killed with a suspected bomb planted in her SUV. There's a teacher shortage in America.
It's back to school season, but as parents are scrambling for pencils and books, schools are scrambling to find educators amid a nationwide teacher shortage. The National Education Association reportedly finding there are hundreds of thousands of fewer teachers and staff nationwide. Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Education Secretary Miguel Cardona says he believes the shortage stems from a perception about the profession.
This teacher shortage issue is a symptom of what I call a teacher respect issue. We need to respect the profession better.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
NASA's gigantic Artemis 1 rocket is counting down to a planned August 29th launch to the moon. America's space agency will host a series of Artemis 1 webcasts this week and next leading up to the uncrewed launch on NASA's first space launch system from Launch Pad 39B at Kennedy Space Center in Florida. The briefings start today and will run through launch day. With the FBI being accused of weaponizing the agency against their political opponents, there's been more talk on who really runs the country. The swamp is a term used to describe the unseen faces making the real decisions in D.C., a bipartisan group that uses the facade of a president to further their goals. A claim is made by the former president of the National Organization for Women in Los Angeles, Tammy Bruce, on Fox News overnight.
That's what we're seeing with the Biden administration now. You're seeing the result of the establishment of the bureaucracy running the country. And I would think that there is very little we can point to. There is nothing we can point to that has been good for the country. It has been damaging for the country because there is no center of leadership that is answerable to the American people. And that has got, we've got to get that back. And that's what 24 is going to be all about.
The National Football League preseason continued over the weekend. There will be a Monday Night Football game tonight. The New York Jets will host the Atlanta Falcons. My name is Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.